Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
The just shall live by faith. Those who have trusted Christ for salvation, referred to in the Scriptures as the just, have embarked on a tremendous journey of faith. It begins at salvation and will terminate when God calls the believer to be with himself. To assist in this difficult journey, God has given his people a guide and a map. The guide was promised by the Lord himself while he was still on the earth. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. This guide takes his place within the believer, and promises never to leave once he is invited to come in. As a true and faithful guide, he points the believer to the map and its author, and explains to him its detailed directions. The Lord said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The map was drawn up by God himself, and consists of his own holy word. The believer finds that as he studies his map, and allows the guide to explain its instructions, the pathway becomes clearer and brighter, and the journey develops into a close, step-by-step walk with the guide from within and the guide from above.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus keeps me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. If you please, daily walking close with thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
The walk of faith is surrounded by many difficulties, and there are many enemies who would desire to see the believer take a wrong turn. The world tries to tell the believer that his journey is needless. The devil advises the believer to go in the opposite direction. The flesh would suggest that the best way to complete the journey is to ignore the guide and go in the direction that seems best. The believer's map, God's word, offers sound advice to the weary and perplexed traveler. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. As ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
As the pathway to heaven becomes worn and tried, the believer finds his guide to be a true friend. The map reminds him that his friend sticketh closer than a brother. Life offers two pathways, the pathway that leads to destruction and the pathway that leads to life. If you trust Christ as your Savior, he will become your guide and true friend. He will lead you in the path of righteousness, which goes to the place he has prepared for his own, called heaven. We highly recommend this friend to you. If you already know him, allow him to lead you in his own perfect will.
There has never been a friend like Jesus. Grow wayward, then he comes to me with strength anew. We walk hand in hand through this pilgrim land. Here we linger for a day, but soon we'll leave this land of night for that land so bright. There, my friend and I will stay. Let me recommend this friend so faithful. Understand your deepest need, for he walked this lonely path before us, and he's able every step to lead. We
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
In the cool of evening, my Lord comes down and walks with me. In the darkest of valleys, he's there to talk with me. On the mountains, in the valleys, in the darkest of nights, in my sorrows, in my trials, he whispers, it's all right.
In the cool.